Rich Cole. You may also know me as Sven Gulli, and you're listening to the Big Scary News. Isn't most news these days scary?
Hello, boys and girls. This is the Big Scary News with your host, Drew Badger, bringing you all the latest up-to-the-minute news and goings-on in the haunt, horror, and Halloween industry. In addition, we have an interview you won't find anywhere else. The Big Scary News is very proudly brought to you by our title sponsor, Froggy's Fog, makers of the finest fog, smoke, snow, and scents. Visit them at froggiesfog.com. And now, boys and girls, don't be scared, because it's time for the Big Scary News.
What do you say we see what's shaking in the outer limits? Now, it may get a little hairy once in a while, but don't let it flip you out.
Hello everyone, this is Drew Badger. This is Big Scary News for episode 201. And we're going to start off with some sad news from the Backwoods Haunted House in Jonesville, Virginia. Backwoods Haunted House is deeply saddened with the loss of Cameron Drake White on March 25th at the all-too-young age of 17. Not only was he a cherished member of our family, but he was a member of our Backwoods family. Cameron has been with our haunted house from the beginning. As a small child, he wanted badly to help, so he went from being a little fellow hiding in a barrel and falling asleep. He was supposed to do a jump scare, but the night outlasted him. He then worked his way up the ladder from a three-headed creature to our very own wonderful guide. He did a phenomenal job and loved every minute of it. He was always willing to help anywhere it was needed and loved to provide entertainment to his adoring fans. Thank you to everyone for your continued support. The Big Scary Show sends its condolences to the family and friends of Cameron Drake White and the Backwoods Haunted House and offers up this moment of silence. On a lighter note, we have this update from Transworld. Transworld's Blue Moon Rising, a werewolf's ball, is back on Saturday, May 9th. Join us for a live DJ, dancing, door prizes, drinks with a cash bar, appetizers, and more howling good fun. This is your chance to party with haunters from around the world and celebrate the end of another successful show. Costumes and creative attire are allowed and encouraged, but not required, as you party the night away at the final celebration of the 2021 Halloween and Attraction Show. Tickets are limited, and when they're gone, they're gone. Sponsored by Donay Insurance, please note food and beverage offerings may change based on current COVID-19 restrictions. Get more info and those tickets at haashow.com. We have an update to the Midwest Haunters Convention coming to Milwaukee. The 2019 Midwest Haunters Convention once again set attendance records. There were over 4,000 people in attendance who enjoyed great educational seminars, fun social events, and most importantly, spent a lot of money with our 120 vendors. We once again showed that this show is for buyers. For 2021, MHC will continue with its successful formula of offering a vibrant trade show, an informative seminar series, and awesome social events. There are many reasons why you, as someone offering a product or service that appeals to the haunt industry, should attend MHC. Its well-known reputation as a cash-and-carry buyer show and very affordable booth pricing. Dollar for dollar, the Midwest Haunters Convention is one of the most affordable shows for vendors to attend. With a lower cost of attending, MHC is also the most profitable show many vendors do each year. So exhibitors, your early bird booth registration discount ends at midnight on Wednesday, May 19th. Register now to save on your booth registration. Go to MidwestHauntersConvention.com/exhibitor registration. We have this update from the Carolina Fear Fest coming to Raleigh, North Carolina. We have another guest announcement. We are so excited to have Naomi Grossman coming to our show. She's best known in horror for One Bedroom, Control-Alt-Delete, American Horror Story Freak Show, and the upcoming The Initiation. Get more information about Carolina Fear Fest happening May 29th and 30th at the NC State Fairgrounds in Raleigh at carolinafearfest.com. We have news on a new line of Universal Monsters action figures via slashfilm.com. It's alive! To celebrate the 90th anniversary of the acclaimed silver screen classic Frankenstein, NECA announces the triumphant debut of Universal Monsters in its ultimate action figure line. The sculpt captures Boris Karloff's poignant portrayal of the misunderstood monster in authentic black and white, just like the movie. Standing in 7-inch scale, the figure comes in premium anniversary packaging with plenty of accessories. 3 interchangeable heads, 6 interchangeable hands, shackles, and daisies. Having the NECA Frankenstein figure painted in black and white is a nice touch. Though Frankenstein is known to be green, his appearance in the classic film is much more iconic. Since this is from NECA's Ultimate line, the accessories included allow for a variety of poses inspired directly by the film, especially the shackles and daisies. This is expected to be the first of many items produced with the license to the Universal Monsters franchise. Presumably, we'll be seeing NECA Ultimate figures of Dracula, the Mummy, Creature from the Black Lagoon, the Invisible Man, the Wolfman, and more, but they might even have more surprises in stores for these classic monsters, so stay tuned for more. In the meantime, make sure you check out the Waxworks Records Spinatures, bringing outstanding mini bursts of Universal Monsters to your shelves. You can pre-order the NECA figure from Entertainment Earth for $32.99, but it'll also be available at various retailers starting in June or July of this year. We have this update from the Texas Haunters Convention coming to Mesquite, Texas. The Texas Haunters Convention is coming July 17th and 18th at the Mesquite Convention Center. Over 35,000 square feet of family-friendly vendors, events, demonstrations, and classes targeting Halloween and cosplay enthusiasts. We're a cash-and-carry style two-day Halloween convention targeting everyone who loves the holiday. It is geared towards haunt owners, industry professionals, home haunters, families, trick-or-treaters, and just about anyone who loves Halloween. In addition to accessing the convention floor to take advantage of our exhibitor offerings, attendees will be able to participate in demonstrations, classes, make and takes, and other events. We are exhibitor friendly and want to make sure you enjoy the convention as much as our attendees do. If you're interested in exhibiting at the convention or need more information, please visit TexasHauntersConvention.com. We have some more action figure news from NECA via BloodyDisgusting.com. In addition to their recently announced Kessler Wolf action figure based on John Landis's An American Werewolf in London, NECA has revealed that the 4 Nazi nightmare demons from one of the film's most memorable scenes are also getting their own toys. The half-human, half-werewolf creatures appeared in a nightmare sequence in this 1981 horror classic, slaughtering David Kessler's entire family before he wakes up in the hospital. It looks like this one will be one figure with 4 interchangeable heads. We have this update from Crypticon Minneapolis. Please welcome creature actor and all-around great guy Walter Phelan. Best known as Dr. Satan in Rob Zombie's House of 1,000 Corpses, he's also played a demon in Tales of the Crypt Demon Knight, a vampire in From Dusk Till Dawn, and a creature effects in Attack the Block. Welcome, Walter. Get more information about Crypticon happening September 10th through the 12th at CrypticonMinneapolis.com. We have this news from the Fear Factory SLC in Salt Lake City, Utah. It's another day closer to our May 21st and 22nd Lights Out, where you must survive in almost complete darkness. So put your lucky rainbow gold to use and purchase your tickets online soon. Remember how many times we sold out last fall? Don't be the one left in the dark. It will be our only 10-year anniversary celebration in May, so don't miss out. Get more information at their Facebook page, facebook.com/Fear Factory SLC. We have an update from the New Jersey Horror Con and Film Festival in Atlantic City, New Jersey. In case you missed it, Danielle Harris is coming to the New Jersey Horror Con and Film Festival this September, the 3rd, 4th, and 5th. Tickets and vendor tables are on sale now. For all the info you need, go to NewJerseyHorrorCon.com and please share and help spread the word. There's some more convention news with this update to Days of the Dead coming to Chicago. It is with great pleasure that we announce the addition of musician Carla Harvey to the guest roster for Days of the Dead Chicago, happening April 9th through the 11th at the Crown Plaza O'Hare. Carla Harvey is best known as vocalist of the American heavy metal band The Butcher Babies. Harvey is also an author, artist, and actress. She has served as an entertainment reporter for the Playboy Channel and appeared on many popular network TV shows like Alleluia, The Devil's Carnival, Rules of Engagement, Happy in the Valley, Frankenstein vs. the Creature from Blood Cove, and many more. Tickets and more info for Days of the Dead Chicago can be found at daysofthedead.com. And finally, we have this news from the haunted woods of Creek Hill in Mount Auburn, Illinois. Hello, everyone. It's getting warm, and it's almost time for us to start building this year. We have a lot of exciting plans for this upcoming season. Our dates will be October 2nd, 9th, 16th, 22nd, 23rd, 29th, and 30th, and the price for general admission will be only $8, and speed passes will be $13. We've thought about this for a long time as we strive to keep prices affordable for everyone, but it was time for us to have to raise them a bit. As we have birthday parties and party buses coming at times, please feel free to send us a message and we can arrange group discounts. You can send those messages to their Facebook page, facebook.com/hauntedwoods2014. That wraps up the news for this episode. Stay tuned for the interview here on The Big Scary News. Do you need fog or snow for your haunted attraction or theatrical event? Are you looking for that perfect haze effect? How about scents to give your haunt that extra realism? If you answered yes to any of these, then you need to head over to froggiesfog.com and check out their line of world-famous frog juice, haze juice, artificial snow, and bubble juice. Whether you're a home haunter buying a gallon a year or a major theme park buying 25,000 gallons a year, you can be certain that your satisfaction is their highest priority. They have everything you need when it comes to the highest quality fog and haze fluids. If you're looking for that perfect low-lying stage fog, the longest-lasting water-based fog, the right haze juice for your machine, a bubble juice that outperforms the rest, or a snow juice that evaporates after floating 30 feet, Froggy's Fog has that and so much more. Froggy's Fog also has scent additives that are compatible with any water-based fog, haze, snow, and bubble fluid. For more information, visit froggiesfog.com. That's froggiesfog.com.
Hey, this is Tater. Come buy your fog from me, because if you don't, I'll be homeless.
And ladies and gentlemen, if you have listened to the current show's Roundtable of Terror, you know that we were talking about brand new conventions. We had shows in Tennessee, North Carolina, and Kentucky that are going on this year, but we had a fourth guest scheduled, and unfortunately he could not make it. So we thought we would bring him on to this show's Big Scary News to talk about his new convention that he's involved with. When you talk about new conventions happening in states and things, probably Idaho's probably not the first state you think of for hosting a Halloween or horror convention, but in Boise, Idaho, August 13th through the 15th, there is going to be a brand new show called the Idaho Halloween and Haunters Convention. Sounds very intriguing for all you folks out west. Let's talk a little bit. I've got the chairman of the board, Mike Murray, with me from, ironically, not Idaho, but about as far away from Idaho as you can, down in Florida. Mike, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you doing today?
Oh, we are hanging in there. A lot of people probably know you from Haunter shows because you are also with XFX Makeup. And I'll tell you what, for a time there, you were probably going to as many shows as anybody in the business. I would see you at every single one of them for a long time.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, you used to do every single show. We also did anime, comic, cosplay. You named it. If there was a need, we were there.
Absolutely. A lot of good makeup stuff. And you're a very talented airbrush and makeup artist and all that cool stuff. But let's talk about the Idaho Halloween and Haunters Con. I guess the first question is, why Idaho? I mean, is the haunt scene big enough out there and the horror scene big enough out there that people have been really wanting one, or what?
Well, there definitely was a need for it. We had people, there actually was a Idaho Haunters group that I didn't even know existed. I have friends out there, and that's how I found out about it originally. They, a lot of the people of Idaho, they don't travel beyond about, I think, like 2-3 hours, they said, by car. None of them, a lot of them have never been out to West Coast or Midsummer or Texas or the one, I know there was two in Salt Lake, I can't remember the names of them for some reason. but a lot of them have never been out to an actual convention. So, there was actually a young gentleman by the name of Ethan. He had expressed interest in wanting to host a show. And then he ended up getting connected with some friends of mine who have known going on probably 15 plus years now. They have run Comic Cons and the SCA events in Idaho before. And they decided to see about forming a smaller regional show in Idaho. So far, the attendance reach has been, I'm in Florida, so I'm obviously the farthest one away that I found so far. But we've gotten attendees in from Washington State, Oregon, California, Nevada, Arizona, Colorado, Utah, and Montana.
Wow.
So far. So it's pulling a lot from areas that typically, well, obviously the West Coast has conventions, but Montana, Idaho definitely don't have anything that I found. We also have recently teamed up with a film festival group. They're going to be hosting a horror film festival at us. They've run before, and apparently that was one of the most attended film festivals in Boise last year, to the point that the city of Boise hosts their own every year as well, which is something I, once again, never even considered. To me, Boise was always a little city that you heard of but never really went to. And I only went out there because I had friends. And there are Halloween haunters and horror enthusiasts out there that wanted a show. It is going to be a relatively show. We're definitely not going to be, the largest show by any means. We're hoping for a couple hundred people who all love what we do and share information, enjoy the weekend.
So is this going to be more of a show for haunters, or is this going to be more of a show for, like, basic Halloween enthusiasts and horror fans and people like
we're
that?
We're trying to split it down the middle when it comes to our classes and activities right now. We're going to we have three different classrooms. One classroom is dedicated to nothing but haunt-related stuff, which is everything from make and takes, the makeup classes, safety classes, virtual cue classes, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Our second classroom is more like panels, discussions, and horror-based. And then our third classroom is, that's the one that's going to be hosting the film festival on Saturday. And then that also has a mix of items as well. When it comes to other bigger activities, we do have we're still scheduling it, finalizing it now, but we are going to have a paranormal combined with a haunt tour on Friday night. And I'm really excited for that. Everything goes through. We'll be visiting a place that not only has a lot of paranormal activity, but also is a haunted attraction during season.
That would be Friday the 13th. How wonderful.
And it's going to be on August the 13th. Yes. So it's going to be kind of a double whammy. You're going to get the walkthrough, the lights on walkthrough of the haunt, the actual, production of the haunt, and then a paranormal tour of the rest of the building. So we're excited.
Oh, that sounds fun. And with this being a convention and, haunter conventions generally wind up with things like a very large or lavish costume ball, will you be offering a costume ball this year?
Yes, we do have a costume ball. This year is called the Horror Ball. We're going for a very traditional theme of just classic graveyard. We're going to be theming out the entire thing. There will be a costume contest as well. We're still working out the finer details on that. We are also going to be having a live performance through that. It is being DJed by DJ Lady Fright. And I probably just messed up her name, and I'm going to get smacked when she sees me. But we're also going to be having a live entertainers there. They're called the Great Idaho Nightmare. And they do a freak show combined with a magic show.
Oh, nice.
So that's going to be, kind of mixed in with that as well. I know they do sword swallowing. They do some kind of gruesome, more horror-based, or haunt stuff too. But yeah, they're all haunt actors who do a freak show. So they'll be performing throughout that as well. And then, of course, we're going to have the Undead Buffet as well as a bar. Because, haunters and horror people alike, everyone likes to drink.
They do like their libations.
Mm-hmm.
What are some examples of some of the classes that you'll be offering?
Well, right now we have Jonathan Mario coming in. He's going to be doing several prosthetics classes, as well as he's going to be doing a class on how to make a mold, so that you can make your own molds and start producing items. Obviously, that would work for props and stuff as well, but the main purpose behind it was for prosthetics to wear. Sean Morris is currently scheduled tentatively. He's going to be coming in. He's going to be doing his makeup safety class as well as some makeup classes. We will be doing just several COVID-based safety tech classes, focusing on virtual cues as well as safety, not just in the makeup room, but also for you and your patrons as well. We are finalizing right now a make and take for tombstones, because that is the standard. You got to have that.
Of course.
Also some prop building classes. One of the classes that's being offered by Tangle is it's basically how to have these huge props that break down into small, break down into small packaging so that way you can actually bring them and make them mobile, but actually have them be nice and usable as well. And I sat through that class with her back at West Coast a couple years ago, and I just loved it because when I think of huge props, it's always like, oh, how am I going to store this? And her entire class is how to build these giant props, but at the same point, pre-plan how they break down so they're actually storable and not taking up, half of your one-car garage.
Oh, I have thought about that myself. I don't know how some of these people, where they put them or all that stuff. So that's an actual very practical class. As far as the horror aspect of it, a lot of horror cons bring in celebrities and things like that for autographs. Are there any possible celebrities, guest announcements or anything for this show?
There is going to be a few. We've been speaking with about four different celebrities from the horror realm. I don't have any confirmations yet.
Okay.
That's been kind of the issue of planning for the 2021 season so far has been everyone is tentative and no one wants to sign.
Right.
Because, we, as much as it feels like COVID is getting more under control, who knows what's going to happen between now and then.
Sure.
And, you know, a lot of these celebrities, they don't want to announce things and then have cancellations
right
later on.
Well, just make sure you send us updates as you do get confirmation. So,
oh yeah, of course.
It sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. What about the hotel? Is this going to be at a convention center? Is this going to be in a hotel? Where will this be held?
We are taking over the entire hotel at the Red Lion Hotel, Boise Downtowner, which is such a fun name. We have all the meeting space, as well as they've given us the lobby, as well as their restaurant and bar is still closed at the moment. Their bar is going to reopen just for us for the weekend.
Nice.
But we're going to take over all that extra space as well. Because one thing that I'm really pushing is if you have just an information booth and you want to promote your haunt, I'm trying to get an entire section in the lobby just for haunts. And it's like a $25 info table. Because we want haunts to promote.
Oh, absolutely.
Because especially, you know, a lot of times finding a haunted house, it's word of mouth.
Sure.
You know, you hear from a friend, oh, you know, there's a good one that opened up, you know, down the street or an hour away, depending on how dedicated you are and how much you want to drive.
I don't know. I don't know why haunted houses don't go to every single horror con out there. If there's one within your general area code, you need to be out there throwing flyers out, having your actors out there parading around in costumes. You know, I'm seeing it happen more and more, thankfully, around the country. But, you know, even 5 years ago, you'd go to even a major horror con like a Days of the Dead or a, you know, something like that, and you would not see that many haunted houses being represented in the local market. I'm like, wow, why? So
yep, you know. That's always confused me as well, and that's why we're offering a very low, it's literally covering the price of the table rental for the weekend. You know, we want to have haunted houses promote themselves as much as possible. We're even offering the first like 15 haunted houses that sign up, where we're going to be putting their, if they provide us with the flyer, we're going to put it in the bag that everyone gets when they register.
Nice.
You know, we are for the haunted house industry. We want to make sure that we are promoting it as much as possible.
And what,
especially with the killer year of 2020.
Oh gosh. Yes. So what has been the reaction with the town of Boise and the residents? I mean, are they like generally behind you? You said the city was behind the film fest. Are they backing you in this in any way?
We're not getting back per se. We have permission to operate, which is great. We also had to submit to Idaho because right now they're in stage, I believe, 3, and they have to get into stage 4 full for our event to fully run. But they did open up a form where you could, you know, request conditional approval to run, and they approved us in 2 hours, which,
wow.
If you ever deal with the government, anything that quick is usually scary.
No doubt. So it sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun, and people hopefully from all over the upper Midwest, all the way to the West Coast. I mean, if you live in Idaho, Montana, Oregon, Washington, California, Wyoming, the Dakotas, you know, this sounds like a fun little show, especially if you can't go to a Trans World or a Midwest or a Texas or Midsummer Scream West Coast because of geography obviously being a big issue out there. You know, it sounds like it's going to be fun. Boise's got an international airport. Their interstate's running through there. So might be a good time several months away to go ahead and maybe plan, get a hotel room. And, you know, I've never been to Idaho, but I had a roommate from Pocatello, and he just used to rave about the beautiful country out there. So it might be something worth checking out if you are a Halloween or horror fan. Everything from film festivals to make and take classes, the paranormal and haunt tour, of course, a costume ball, and lots of fun. Sounds like a lot of celebrities may be showing up for this. Once you get confirmations, obviously let us know. But for people who live out that way and even people who don't and they want more information about this, I assume you have websites and social medias where people can get more information and maybe even start registering for this.
Yeah, we do. The easiest, we have two websites which should go the same thing, but it's Idaho Halloween Convention or IdahoHorrorConvention.com. Actually, we also have IdahoHaunters.com, too, for that matter. They all go to the same place. And then if you search for us on any of the social medias, it's Idaho Halloween and Horror Convention.
Mm-hmm.
It's all that spelled out. If you just search for us, you'll find us. We do have a promo going on right now. If you do book a hotel room for the weekend, you get 2 free passes into the event.
Oh, nice.
Because, you know, you need a place to stay anyway. Might as well take advantage of that. And passes only start at $25. So, I mean, it's a win-win.
That's a very reasonable price for a lot of classes and, mm-hmm. and all that. And especially, you know, if the bar is going to be open that weekend, and you know how haunters are, they're going to want that hotel room right there. So this would be an excellent opportunity for anybody interested in getting a late summer fix and kind of a prequel to Halloween 2021, so to speak. You know, a lot of people will start getting that itch right around the 1st of August because it's almost Halloween at that point.
But, plus, it's Friday the 13th.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
can't forget Friday the 13th. And going on a paranormal and haunters tour on Friday the 13th, how can you go wrong, right?
Exactly.
Well, Mike Murray, I want to thank you for taking the time to speak with us here on the Big Scary News. Once again, look for Idaho Halloween, or Idaho Halloween, Idaho Haunters, Idaho Horror Convention, you know, all the websites. You have a Facebook group for this, I notice. And all the social medias. I'm wishing you nothing but success in your inaugural year. Let's hope that the state allows you to go all out, gets into the phase where all of that opens up, because, you know, you can't have too many Halloween or haunter shows. One last question. If I was a local artist, an author, somebody who made props and things like that, are there still vendor spaces available?
There is still vendor space available. We have both tables as well as booths available. Tables start at $75 and booths start at $150.
Wow. Can't go wrong with that price either. So once again, check out the websites and start marking your calendars for August 13th through the 15th. Yes, that's a Friday the 13th for the Idaho Halloween and Haunters Convention in Boise, Idaho. Mike Murray, a pleasure to have you here on the Big Scary News.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Once again, folks, my name is Drew Badger, and this is the Big Scary News.
We'd like to thank the Ghastly Ones for laying down the tunes for this show. Also, we'd like to thank, once again, Froggy's Fog for being our title sponsor, froggiesfog.com. Make sure to check out the Big Scary Show next week for even more news, music, rants, phobias, interviews, the Round Table of Terror, and so much more at our redesigned website, BigScaryShow.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Facebook, and stay on top of everything happening in the world of haunts, horror, and Halloween. Once again, this is Drew Badger saying good night.